Two armed Palestinian groups threatened Thursday to target French, Norwegians, and Dutch in the West Bank and Gaza Strip because of decisions by newspapers in these countries to reprint cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. That is only one example of the angry reaction by Muslims in the Middle East and elsewhere at the decision of a number of European newspapers to reprint the cartoons. The caricatures were first published by a Danish newspaper in September, and the outrage has slowly grown in recent weeks. The anger was apparently shared by the French-Egyptian owner of François, who fired one of the newspaper's editors late Wednesday. He said he regretted any offense the reprinting of the caricatures caused to the Muslim community. The issue is being perceived as one pitting supporters of free speech against those arguing that religious beliefs must be respected. Some also considered a clash within Europe between secular Europeans and the region's growing Muslim community. But Thursday, Robert Ménard, head of the Free Press watchdog group, Reporters Without Borders, called on both sides to calm down. Ménard warned the situation was radicalizing. He says the Arab world must weigh their words, and those in the West must be careful not to make more inflammatory gestures. He called for dialogue between the two sides to resolve the situation. Only yesterday, Ménard said the international community should support the newspaper's right to write freely. But Thursday, he said that given the scope of the anger, he would not reprint the cartoons if he were a newspaper editor today. So far, Denmark, the source of the cartoons, has been the hardest hit by the Muslim outrage. Several Arab countries have withdrawn their ambassadors from Denmark to protest the caricatures, and Danish goods have been boycotted in Muslim countries. The Danish newspaper that first published the cartoons has apologized for offending Muslims, but not for its decision to publish the cartoons. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.